Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
No shortage of support for Team Ireland, don't worry. But there are other Irish people, or semi-Irish people, or the children of Irish people abroad representing other countries. And one of them is Aoife Coughlan, and she represented Australia in the judo. Now, sadly, she didn't get through her knockout stages there, but her Dublin granny, Pam Coughlan, has been with her all the way, and she has captured the love and attention of the internet. Let's meet Pam. I think she's still in Paris. Pam Coughlan, good morning.
Good morning. Bonjour, Oliver.
Bonjour to you. Bon matin. Listen, Pam Coughlan, wow, this is the energy we expect. Your grandson, Mark Coughlan, the journalist, we know him here, he posted online that you're at the Olympics and there are fabulous photographs of your fashion, which we'll get into in a second. 500,000 people have viewed this news already, but you, I believe you want to begin with a fact check because he says you're his 92-year-old granny.
That's quite right, yes, that's excellent, yes, he's very good.
He is right, okay. Yes. I thought you were correcting us as 91. No, it's 92.
Well, I'm on my way to 92, let's say that. We come to compromise. We compromise.
Oh, you're protecting the journalistic integrity there, okay. 91-year-old mum. Very good. The photograph of you online, you seem to have talked your way into, like, not the front row of the audience, you seem to be in an area where usually the coaches and the people with the Olympians would be. Explain if you will.
Explain how I got there. Well, I didn't do anything spectacular, actually. I just smiled at everyone. I'm a very friendly kind of a person, like, you know.
Yeah.
I just smiled because I was enjoying myself immensely, and all the security people and the volunteers were all very helpful. And when they saw me coming in, I suppose it was on account of my age. Like, I do look like 91, you know.
You do not.
Like, but I'm able to hobble along well, all right. But my smile is all right. So I just sat down in the seats that we had booked.
A smile
and
opens
rather small,
all doors.
Yeah. Yeah, and there happened to be the barrier in front, and it was just in line with my vision. And one of the security crowds noticed that, and she came along and she said, would you like to move, she says, just down a little bit nearer the mat, like,
yeah.
You know, and I said, well, I don't want to go on the mat, I just want to stay on the seat. And she said, well, we'll just move you down there, she says, and you'll have a better view. And we were right in front of mat one, and that's where Aoife, my granddaughter,
Aoife Coughlan, in the judo,
fight.
Yeah,
in the judo, and won her first fight, but then she was beaten in her second. Unfortunately, but the girl that beat her in the second flight actually won a silver medal. She was the German girl.
Ah, right.
So that was, yeah, so that was, she was in good company, like.
And you're really proud of your granddaughter, aren't you, Aoife, who represented Australia?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, I gave her her first cuddle when she was 4 months old in Australia.
Lovely.
And I'm cuddling her ever since. And I gave her several cuddles yesterday. I'm that kind of a person. I'm a cuddly person.
Yeah, we can hear. We can hear, exactly. What part of the world are you from, Pam?
Oh, I'm from Dublin.
Yeah,
Dublin,
which
born
bit?
And bred.
Which bit of Dublin?
Up in Kilmainham.
Kilmainham.
Around Kilmainham.
Dublin
area. Yeah. Yeah. It's a heritage village now.
It is. It's a heritage.
It's a heritage village. Yeah. All the dinosaurs like me live up there.
You sound far from a dinosaur. And you've had a previous grandchild in the Olympics as well for Australia.
Yes, that was in 2016. I was over in Brazil as well. My family are very supportive of me. Yeah, they bring me everywhere with them.
That's lovely. And I must say, we saw a picture of you from the 2016 Rio Olympics and you had a lovely wide-brimmed hat and your fashion choice in Paris is very, very fetching. Can you explain what you were wearing at the judo?
Well, I was only wearing the red beret because it was raining here yesterday morning. I also had the sun hat with me, which I'm wearing this morning.
Very good.
And the fishy can't see me. And I'm meeting Aoife for lunch now, and maybe the coach might be with them later on today. So I'll be wearing the hat.
The hat. Okay. The red beret was very, very fetching. And big sunglasses indoors. I mean, this is how cool a granny you are.
Yeah, well, you see, the thing was, they had all those discos and strobe lighting and all. It was all flashing, you know. So I decided I'd do a bit of incognito, like the people in Ireland mightn't recognise me, if you understand.
Oh, no, you look like a really rocking 60s spy. It looks very good. What will you come here with your wonderful years and your lovely laughter? What will you say to Aoife Coughlan to comfort her now after the end of her Olympic journey?
Well, I just told her to be very proud, because it's a great achievement on her part, like, you know, to actually get there. And once an Olympian, always an Olympian.
And
it was a bit sad for her that her mum and dad couldn't be here, because we all had it planned for a family meeting. They were coming over from Australia, and her mum had to have surgery very suddenly.
Oh dear!
And unfortunately, they couldn't travel. You know, actually, she's having surgery, I think, later on today.
We wish her well.
We're hoping everything goes well. Yeah.
And it's your son Paul is the connection here, isn't he? He emigrated. How long ago did he move to Australia?
Oh, he's 30 years over there now.
Go away.
30 years, well established over there now, yeah. And I met lovely people. Everywhere you go, there's always somebody Irish. And I met a lovely lady yesterday in one of the security staff, and she was from Ireland. Her name is Loretta Doyle. I'm only mentioning her name because her dad still lives in Ireland. So she said to say hello to her dad.
Doyle from Olympic Ireland.
Lovely person. She lives in Scotland, so I gave her a cuddle as well. And if I was beside you there this morning, Oliver, I'd give you a cuddle as well.
I could well believe it. PamCoughlanCuddles.com. I think feels like it's going to be a thing.
I'm calling myself a loopy groupie now.
A loopy groupie?
A loopy groupie, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I said that to the Australian girl that had a chat with her yesterday. I think she was at the Italian team or something, or the Australian team. And she looked at me as if I was mad. But I am a bit mad anyway. So, I mean, it's good to be mad.
Beautifully mad. And come here, can I ask you, because you're a person full of energy, as we can hear. Life in Kilmainham, what do you do? What are your hobbies over there?
What do you do? Well, I play bridge a couple of nights a week.
Very nice.
And I do a bit of walking. And I used to play table tennis, and I used to play pitchfork. That was all before COVID. So I had to kind of give them up because the clubs kind of got small and the elderly people didn't come back. You know that way?
Yeah, table tennis.
Yeah, table tennis. Oh, it's a bit of a deal with the table tennis.
It's a fast game. That's a fast game. You love it.
It was at a slow pace, Oliver. You know?
I don't think the ping pong moves would feel that way. Can I ask you, Pam? Because you have, look, you're at a beautiful age. How are you so happy?
How am I? Well, I have a very good sense of humour.
You do.
And I eat a very balanced diet, and I keep very active. I walk every day, and I'm able to drive still. And I have my driving license still, and my eyesight's very good. And also the grey cells matter's very good. So, Jenny, the old knees are a bit wonky, all right. But other than that, I'm grand.
Should we have that in our 40s? But listen, you're incredible. I could talk to you all day. And I'm sorry, you lost your husband
because everyone must be fed up listening to me.
Not at all. I'm sorry, you lost your husband a couple of years ago. Not that long ago.
I was here 10 years ago.
10 years
ago. We were a good team. We were a good team, yeah. And I have four lovely sons and daughter-in-laws, 12 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren.
I'm a
very lucky woman.
You're a very
great granny. 3 times, yeah.
Yeah.
I have Killian, Via and Harrison. They're the 3 great-grandchildren. I won't tell you all about them. the great grandchildren.
You'll cuddle them instead.
I love them all to bits.
You do.
I love them all to bits.
There's a text coming in from us. Pam says, "That is some woman. I'm only 78. She would put me to shame." And somebody says, "Never mind."
Not at all. you have to do is make your mind. Motivation is the word, and a sense of humour, and an odd glass of white wine.
Oh, lovely! The odd glass of white wine.
I mean. Yeah, and maybe a glass of champagne just to celebrate, you know, a special occasion. Yeah,
I think every day is a special
all
occasion.
All in moderation. Everything in moderation, in all of us.
Except moderation.
Moderation.
Yeah, very good. You got there, Henry. Never mind laughing, Harris. Your 90-year-old guest, 90-plus, Pam, has been the most fabulous, contagious laugh. My morning facial exercise has been released as this person. So you're getting everybody to do their regular exercise. What an amazing granny. Inspiration. Infectious laugh from Aoife. Pam, people love you.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I love everybody. I love meeting people. And I'm as happy as Harry. Not a bother of me, thank God.
Brilliant. We should make you our Olympics reporter at this point. Pam, you enjoy yourself. And the whole,
and
all
thank
of our.
Thank you, and I will.
Our show is sending you a cuddle.
And thank you very much. And I'll return the cuddle. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Enjoy your time in Paris. And enjoy lunch. She's going to have lunch with an Olympian. Well, that was the best. That was that rescued. Bye bye, bye, Sloan. Thank you so much. That rescued us from America. Absolutely. Pam is a better laugh than Camillus. This is Mrs. Loads of messages coming in for. Thank you for having Pam on. She's a lovely lady. She's made me laugh. Reminds me of my late fabulous mother-in-law. Nothing like Dublin wit, says May. She had a brilliant accent from out of Kilmainham, the heritage town. Heritage accent. We have musicals coming up. We're going to take a break. 51551 is the text. Back after these.
Text 51551. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.